This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana District Court judge has sided with the state government in an ongoing dispute between Lake County and Montana over how to pay for law enforcement on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Judge Amy Eddy sided with the state in her ruling on November 9th, but the judge was also critical of its decision to only offer Lake County $1 to help cover a bill that often exceeds millions of dollars each year, a sum she called patently absurd. Since the 1960s, law enforcement on the Northwest Montana Indian Reservation has been handled locally rather than by federal officers in a unique agreement between the state and the tribe under what is called Public Law 280. The Flathead is the only reservation in the state under such an agreement. About two-thirds of the reservation is located within the boundaries of Lake County, Montana. The agreement has been lauded as a success for decades as it allows local officers and local prosecutors to handle local crimes rather than federal agents from far outside the state. But for the last few years, officials in Lake County have said law enforcement duties have been wreaking havoc on the county budget, costing local taxpayers more than $4 million a year. In years past, county officials said the bill was easier to pay thanks to taxes generated by the Kerr Dam and the electrical generation from that hydropower source. But the dam was sold to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, and so the revenue has gone to the tribe instead of to the county. There was also no way for Lake County to pull out of the agreement. Only the state or tribe could. During the 2023 legislative session, a bill passed both chambers and authorized the state to pay Lake County $2.5 million annually for 2 years to cover law enforcement costs. But Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte vetoed the bill, to the dismay of Republican legislators and Lake County. Judge Eddy said that while it was unfair for the state to withhold funds, particularly during a legislative session noteworthy for its unprecedented budget surplus, there was nothing in state law that required it to appropriate a particular dollar amount to the county. The plain language of the statute obligates the state to a reimburse only to the extent the legislature sees fit to appropriate funds, Judge Eddy wrote. Given this reality, coupled with the ability of Lake County to withdraw consent, this court lacks the authority to grant the relief that Lake County seeks. If the financial burden Lake County bears is unacceptable, which by all accounts it appears to be, its remedy is to withdraw. Now, Lake County has done just that and informed the governor's office of its intent to withdraw from law enforcement duties as they pertain to tribal members. The governor has 6 months to sign a proclamation releasing the county of its duties. A popular outdoor Netflix show will open its first brick-and-mortar store in Montana. Netflix is the site and app that revolutionized streaming shows and movies, offering binge-worthy series like Stranger Things, The Umbrella Academy, and more. A recent Netflix show with a massive following is Meat Eater, a show that features Stephen Rinella and guests enjoying the outdoors and wild food. Several years ago, Rinella relocated the show and the business to Bozeman to be closer to his filming area. The show has produced 10 seasons, and fans love the outdoors and food that are showcased on the show. Now, Meat Eater will open its first brick-and-mortar location on Main Street in downtown Bozeman. The store will be next to Backcountry Burger Bar on Main Street near the corner of Grand Avenue. Meat Eater will feature brands of clothing and gear from companies featured on Meat Eater. The store will specialize in high-quality outdoor gear, and it's set to open in 2024. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.